I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Lunch with Leah, episode 333.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Lunch with Leah. It's a great distraction from Lion Bar that's on TV. I was listening to him this morning. I got a knot in my stomach. I started having anxiety to switch the station over. So I started listening to Andy interviewing Lady Bunny. You know, Lady Bunny's very smart, and she really walked everybody down memory lane of the whole history of drag queens. I found it to be fascinating.
Yeah, I love her.
Yeah, I like her. I've met her a few times. I know her. I mean, she would know me. We know each other. But I never had any serious conversations with her. She's a whole wealth of information about stuff, and she's funny. She's got a good sense of humor. It was fun. Anyway, so last night, or yesterday, or the day before, whenever, I get this text from Kelly Dodd. I'm coming through Miami. Let's get together. What was it, last night? I'm like, okay, what time? She goes, 7:15, we're landing. We're going on this trip for the girls. I'm like, okay, well, just come by my house on the way to the whatever hotel you're at, because I'm closer to the airport than I'm sure you're going to be staying on the beach. She's like, oh, okay, great. And then she texts back, oh, no, I have to film checking into the hotel. Just meet me at the hotel. I'm like, the chance of me going over to the hotel while you film to check in are zero, number one. Number two, if you get in at 7:15, that means by the time those girls get their 100 pieces of luggage together for a 24-hour trip or however long it's going to be, you're talking another hour. By the time they all get over there, get those microphones on, and they set up that whole thing, you're talking about 11 o'clock at night. Girl, it's not happening. I said, but you're welcome after you check in to come to my house, spend the night, and leave the next morning for the airport again. But I'm not doing it. Oh, come on, come on, come on. And then she calls me last night. They are at some bar top. I think it's the one over here Christy Rice was telling us about on the rooftop.
Oh, at number three social, probably.
No, after or something like that. Okay. I don't know. It was over near downtown.
In Wynwood, probably.
I don't know where it was. And I said, well, is that downtown? She goes, yeah, it's downtown. I said, well, that's near my office, but it's too late. I'm not going to come. She goes, oh, no, I'm here with this one. She goes, all the girls. Come, just come. Everybody wants to see you. I'm like, I'm not coming. I'm already in my pajamas, and I'm ready for bed at 11 o'clock at night. How are you out when you have to get up in the morning and go on a trip? Come on, come on, come on. So I said, you know what? I'll catch you this summer, but these girls are party girls.
Yeah.
The Orange County girls are party girls. They are just party girls. So what you see on the show is not them partying for the show.
No,
they're party girls. They like to go out and party.
And there's New York women are like that too.
Yeah, New York's that way too. Nothing wrong with it. God bless you. Let me bow down. I'm not a party girl. I never have been a party girl. I go sit on the rooftop and have drinks if the music's not too loud, but I'm not interested in that whole riffraff thing. But had it been 4 hours earlier, I would have ran over and met her, as long as they weren't filming. I wouldn't want to be hanging around looking like one of those desperates in the back going, hey, I'm here. How embarrassing. I cringe when those girls do that. I just die.
They had posted photos of them getting on the plane, and they had announced on social media, on Instagram, that they were coming to Miami. And people were like, what happened to the production budget?
Exactly.
The group trip is
Miami? Well, they're
leaving.
They're not staying here. I won't say where they're going. I'll leave that alone, because I don't know if it's open, if people know about it. But I will say, I said to her, you know the reason they're making you film checking into the hotel? They probably made a trade to get the hotel
exactly
for free.
What happened.
But they're not staying in Miami. They're going somewhere else from Miami, but I will have no comment until after the show. But you're right. What happened to that production budget? How come they're not going to Dubai or somewhere
Cabo.
Fabulous?
They always go to Cabo, don't they, every year?
Oh, my God. So then Jackie was here last week. Got a lot of comments on the show. People liked her. That book broke my heart. Oh, my God, that book of her daughter that died from the overdose,
yeah,
the
Victoria's
diary,
voice.
Victoria's Voice. If you can get it on Amazon, I really do think it's worth, or Barnes & Noble, it's worth reading, especially if you have a child, and have them read it too. It's
absolutely
in her own words. It's her diary. It was just so good. It just broke my heart. So then you're going to die. Wait till, Jason, you're going to die when you hear this one. So RJ, I go, RJ, what are you wearing to the prom? This is like 2 weeks ago. Mom, it's a carnival theme. I'm like, okay, great. Well, you know me, I always blow everything off. So the day before, I'm like, oh my God, a carnival theme. I've got to get him. What are we? I'm like, I don't know. I've got to go. It's too late to go get a costume. I don't know how many get a costume. I don't know. You know, it's just too late. I waited too late. How do carnival people dress? So I look up how carnival people are like dressed, and you know, they're dressing in those balloon things. And so I said, oh, turban. He can go as a fortune teller. Freda and I have all those turbans. He'll wear the turban. I'll throw on a whole bunch of jewelry, and he can just go with a big white shirt on, and he'll just be a like a fortune teller. So I have this whole thing in my head. I go, RJ, I've got it all figured out. Don't worry. You're set. You're going to go. Goes, Mom, I'm not a fortune teller. You know, it's a carnival theme. You waited too late to do anything about it. I'm not responsible for all your costumes. You could have called the costume place. You've got a credit card. So that's what you're wearing. So now, this is the prom Saturday night. So Friday at 5 o'clock, I go to get my hair blown out at the salon right by my house. And the guy goes to me, oh, RJ's prom's tomorrow night. I go, how do you know? He goes, oh, everybody that comes in here, their kid's going to the prom tomorrow night. I said, well, how are they dressing? And he goes, well, they're wearing tuxedos and prom dresses.
That's what I was getting ready to ask you.
I'm like, they are? He goes, absolutely they are. I go, I was getting RJ dressed up to drop him off in a carnival.
Oh, my God.
So he goes, well, let me double check. So he calls this woman who has a kid going to the prom. He goes, what's your kid wearing to the prom? And she goes, oh, a ball gown. And her date's wearing a tuxedo. I'm like, oh, my God, imagine if I would have dropped RJ off the prom dressed like a fortune teller.
Oh, my gosh. That is too much. When you were telling me that, I was thinking to myself, I've never heard of them not have
me
a formal
either.
Prom.
I don't so pay attention to that. I don't remember my prom. I'm too old. But the thing is, information always has a way of landing on me. Thank God. It just landed on me. I don't know. I've always been this person that everything I need to know comes to me before I need to know it. It just comes to me. Sometimes, I wouldn't say every time, but often. Anyway, so there was that. So listen, the CBD eye cream is flying out the damn door. I mean, I'm not kidding. We've got another order coming in 10 days, maybe less. We're down to hardly any right now. We're extending that code because I want to let everybody get at least the first one at a discount. The code's called...
We have eye cream.
Eye cream.
One word.
The very creative James's eye cream code. You know, that was rocket science eye cream. But it is simple and easy. And so you've got to get it. I mean, wait till you hear some of these. I'm telling you, I'll read you some of the things in a minute. So then I took RJ, oh my God, to Fort Lauderdale to the chiropractor Monday because he didn't have school. It should have taken 50 minutes to get there. It took us 2 hours and 40 minutes. I got lost. And then coming back, I took the wrong exit, got lost again. It was a 6-hour trip. To Fort Lauderdale. I am geographically challenged. If I say left, go right. If I say north, go south. I used to remember I get lost in Miami, I call Roy, I go, I'm at such and such and such and such. Do I turn left or right? He goes, where are you going, north or south? I'm like, how do I know? It's noon. The sun is right above my head. So then I bought one of those compasses, and I used to use that. And then now they have the compass in the car. So at least I can say, well, I'm going north or south or east or west. But I got so turned around, I was like in a maze. I was in a maze for an hour in Cooper City. It's just ridiculous. It's just disgusting. So this weekend, I'm supposed to take Roy Jr. Fisher Island to see his friends that I didn't take him to see last weekend. That's the one that's in from Ukraine. And I'll visit people over there. Were you going to say something?
I was just going to say, people were saying hello and that you look beautiful. Stephen Lemming says hello. You look great today. Rachel Clapp says hello from Charlotte, North Carolina. And Marcella Berardi says she ordered her eye cream, and then she said she decided to order two.
Everybody is talking
so much about it.
I'm telling you, this is what we can't
And we're getting reorders from people that ordered one, and now they're like ordering more.
And when that serum comes in,
I'm using it on everything.
Let me tell you why I got the serum. Because the eye cream is just for around the eyes, but everybody's using it on their whole face and their neck and their hands, which is fine. It's great. It's definitely good for that. But, you know, it's expensive because you get a small jar. So I figured if I get the serum, the cost will be less of the product. And then they'll still pay quite a bit for it because it's going to have 250 milligrams of CBD. Who has that? I mean, that's a huge amount in a serum. But you can use it more, you know, less sparingly. So that's coming in the next few days. So you better get in line for that. It's going to be gone before we get. I'm worried about we didn't get enough going.
Yeah, people are asking also about when is the face wash and when is the anti-aging serum coming in.
I think in the next 10 days, and I think the serum will be in the next 10 days. Keep checking the website. I will tweet it. We will post it on Instagram. and so on and so forth.
Yeah, keep your eye on Instagram and Twitter. We'll make sure we announce it.
Yeah, so the other night, you know, Andy Boros was in town for one night. He had a case here the next day. He is so spoiled rotten living in Albuquerque. I'm like, what do you do all day? I wake up, I have coffee, I go play golf. Once in a while, we take a hike. I'm like, oh my God, that sounds like the life to me. So they were. He was only in town, like literally for like 18 hours. And the Stalls came with him. They picked it. Listen to this, the Stalls. This is how lovely they are. They pick him up at the airport. Who does that? I don't pick anybody at the airport. I want to pick up Roy at the airport. Take an Uber. They pick him up at the airport. Then they take him home to stay with them. So he's going to check in a hotel. But they live so far from the courthouse. I'm like, wouldn't it have been easier to stay at the courthouse? Oh, no, Michael's going to drive him down to the courthouse in the morning. I don't have any friends that would pick me up at the airport, take me home, spend the night, and take me to the courthouse the next day and work with them. Jason said he would. Oh, God. Well, anyway, good for them. So they threw a little surprise birthday party for RJ. When we got there, they had little happy birthday things all over the table. And then they both gave him a gift, which it was money, so he's going to use it to open a checking account. Because I told him, when you get in college, you've got to pay your own credit card, you're going to have a budget, you've got to write checks. So that's going to be a whole thing. He's going to say, Mom, I just pay the credit card, you write the checks. Nope, you got to learn how to do it. And then they gave him that, and then they brought him chocolate cake with a candle and the whole thing and ice cream for dessert. He's 6'3", weighs like 180 pounds, so didn't matter. He doesn't eat junk anymore. He's working out 4 days a week. So now Sherry Blossoms has this gorgeous cosmetic case. And I have one that I got years ago. And I have all my cosmetics in it at home. You need to go to her website, Sherry Blossoms. And she wants me to bring my cosmetic thing and put my skincare and everything in it and do a little promo for her to post. Well, the problem is, I don't want to bring it down here. I've got so much stuff in it. It's loaded with everything imaginable. Every skincare and cosmetic product available is in that thing. And I've got the drawers labeled. And it's not pretty and gorgeous like it was when I first got it. It's used. So I have to decide if I'm going to be nice and be a good friend and promote a product that I love this girl and I love her product and go out of the way and take all my stuff out of there and bring it down here and polish it up nice and pretty and take all those labels off and put my skincare in it and do a nice little thing for her, or be a selfish bitch like I can be. I'm feeling guilty, but it's just so much work. Anyway, oh my God, you go on our website and buy one. They're great. Every celebrity I know has one. That's not that I'm a celebrity. It just happens to be that I know they all use them. It's a great product. It's a clear acrylic, got drawers and everything in it. So I'm such a nerd. I'm reading the entire Mueller report. I'm like a third through. Buy the Mueller report. It's less than $15. You can get it on the Washington Post website. That's where I got mine. It's in a book form. Just the first 20 pages will make your stomach crawl and your skin stand up. The amount of Russia connection between Trump's campaign and the Russians in detail and chronological order is astounding. So they may not be able to define it as collusion or conspiracy because they didn't have like an email to prove it and no one would testify, you know, but it couldn't be more clear than clear. Then you go to the obstruction, and he had people that work in the White House. He tried to get them to lie for him, and then if they wouldn't lie for him, he tried to get him to go out and lie and say he never asked him to lie for him. It's all documented under oath and in the testimony. I mean, it's just beyond comprehension that any professional would conduct themselves that way, much less someone that's supposed to be, let's just say, I can't call him that, but anyway, you know, the one at the top. Oh! I'm going to go on this guy's podcast next week. Fernando Armande. It's really good. I'm going to be on there Tuesday. I'll tell you guys about it. I'll put the link up. Ask me anything from Instagram. T. Theden, I love your eye cream. When does the CBD serum come out? We have to find out right away today. I'm going to let you know next Wednesday, but I think within the next I'm thinking within 10 days maximum. Laura, see, it's we're going to be ready, but then they have to, we have to do a little stability testing before we actually ship it. So it's going to be, it's ready now, basically. This might be a stupid question, but does soap get dirty? I was in a restaurant, and the only bar was available for everyone to use. Well, that's a very interesting question.
It was also an episode of Friends once. I thought I was reading that because I remember Joey and Chandler got into it once, and he said, well, just remember the last thing I watched and the first thing you watched in the shower because they were roommates.
And
they shared the bar.
I am always reluctant to use the soap. Listen to what I do. I'm a fanatic. I rinse the soap. Then I take the paper towel and wipe it down. And then I use it, and then I rinse my hands well. Yeah. Because I just the look of it makes me think it's germy. I don't know the answer to that, but that's a good question, Laura. You're obviously a very clean fanatic freak like me. M.A. Roth, 76. When are you, Roy, planning on retiring? Roy's never going to retire. When am I going to retire? Well, I would retire, but Roy won't retire, so therefore I'm not retiring because what am I going to do? Sit around and watch him read books all day and go to court? I'll be bored to death. And RJ's going to be at college? I'd be in the sane asylum. I'm just getting started. I'm launching some new stuff right now. I'm going to launch the CBD line. I'm filming some stuff today. I've got the podcast. I'll be in California doing stuff all summer. I've got ants in my pants. I can't sit still. And would we retire to L.A.? Well, we would retire wherever RJ decided to be. Right now, he's going to be at the University of Miami, so that would be that. Simply Chic Events. As an event planner, how do I break into celebrity events? Jason, how do you do that? His sister, Jason's sister does that. I don't know. Connections, I guess. Mm-hmm. You know what? It's who you know. So you do your events, and don't worry about them being celebrity or not. Post the pictures. Do the most amazing job ever. Get a great portfolio built up, and then post it, and then just start working your contacts. I mean, that's what I would suggest, but I don't know. It just takes one. Once you get that, like Barry Gibb, I got Barry Gibb to perform in my house in the ballroom for the charity, and after that, every year I was able to get a top-notch celebrity. You just need that one.
Yeah.
Just one. Well, I wish I was a celebrity. I'd let you do an event for me, but I'm not. What do you do when you have downtime? Lux Life CB. Hang out with RJ and Roy, or go to a movie, or read. I'm pretty much of a reader. I read a lot. I'm an addict for reading. I don't know what's wrong with me. I've always been like that. Just One Carol. Have you been watching Mexican Dynasties? Do I know them? I haven't, but this is the season finale, right? And James
it was last
loves
night.
It.
It is my second favorite show on TV.
What's
right
your
now.
First favorite?
What we do in the Shadows, which is it was
no,
a New Zealand
it.
Vampire comedy.
I'm not interested
that they've
in that
picked
either.
Up now in the United
he
States.
He has ridiculous taste.
I know
that Mexican Dynasty is funny because I see the clips and I know it's probably hilarious. Yeah. It comes on, I think, the same time like Lawrence O'Donnell or Brian Williams or somebody, and I just have to go to the news. I can't help myself. Peggy Baker, you should have your own show on Sirius XM. Have you looked into it? Peggy, you're 100% right. I think you should start tweeting, and you guys should start a tweet fest and a demand to Sirius XM. Leah Black, Miami needs her own show. I'd be very good at that, wouldn't I? I could just really gossip then. Linda Gale, how long have you and Roy been married? Oh, my God, since 1994. Do you believe in date nights after you're married, and what would that be? You know, every night's a date night, really, honestly. We do what we want whenever we want, so for me, that's a date night. A date night is when you get to do what you want and not be. The only time we don't have, like, not really having life to its fullest is when he's in those trials, which last till midnight. But to me, every night he works till midnight. But the truth about that is it gives me an opportunity to get totally caught up on all the stuff that are in my to-do list, in my to-do files. So it works. Milton Oliver, Leah, I'm so happy with my CBD cream. Thank you, CBD cream. My question is, how do we get a petition to ask Bravo, have you cast The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills? I don't think Miami is ever coming back, and you need to be on our TV. I will agree with you that Miami is not coming back, and I will also suggest to you that I doubt that they will ever do a crossover with me. They might with some of their favorites, but I doubt I'm one of them. I would suggest the only thing you could do would be to tweet Bravo, at Bravo TV. Fox Heart Bear, who is your favorite fashion designer? I'm going to tell you who I'm really liking lately. I tell you, is that Victoria Beckham? just so lean. The lines are so clean. It's so sophisticated. Yeah. It's so elegant. It's just chic and classy. So she's one of them. I've always liked the Don von Furstenberg raps, like the girl in New York of the rap.
Like Barbara.
Like Barbara.
Boy, they were giving her a hard
I've always
time.
Liked the Ralph Lauren, which is also a very clean look. I'm not a person to spend a huge amount of money on clothes. I will spend it on handbags because I buy and invest well in handbags. And, of course, I'll buy it on jewelry. I guess it would be Harry Winston.
That's your favorite.
Or Graff or Les Bloomberg or Jeffrey Recco or Stacey Luxury. Leah, I'd like to explain in your podcast tomorrow how you first got into skincare with Sudden Youth and how you decided to add CBD to your current line and what other products are you launching. I first got in Sudden Youth because my grandmother used to mix egg whites and aloe vera and make this mask that literally got rid of all the wrinkles. And she looked, when she just died recently at 97. My other one died recently at 97. And both of them had amazing skin and they used the same thing. Then I found a company in California that made a similar product and I sold that for a while. And then I thought, you know what, I can do better on my own. So I just started on my own. I got some chemists together and made a formula and went out and started talking. And I added CBD because I always am ahead of the trends and the technology and what's coming and what's working. And CBD, for the last 2.5 to 3 years, I've researched it. I've been in R&D on it, research and development on it. I've tested it. I've followed every legislation about it. And I was like, this is the new thing, and it's working. And the next thing after this is going to be the light therapy. And right. I'm working on getting into that, too, right now, because I always like to make women look pretty. I never understand women that don't want someone else to look pretty. I think everybody should look pretty. I like to be surrounded by beauty and fabulousness. What do you care if they're prettier than you or thinner than you or richer than you? What difference does it make? It's good for the world to look at pretty things. BLK and gold. Do you ever feel taken advantage of by friends and others? Oh, all the time. You know, of course. You know, when you give, you just got to give freely. If you expect anything in return, honey, you can be very disappointed. Actually, my quote of the week is karma is happening right now. I have a great life, so it must be working. H. Weigel, is Jeff Lewis coming back to Bravo? I miss him and you together. I don't know if he's coming back to Bravo, but I will almost guarantee he will be back on TV. That Jeff is meant for TV. I miss you and him together. We are good together. We're really good together. We have great chemistry, and I don't put up with any of his shit, you know? and he doesn't put up with any of mine either, by the way. Slow Girl. That's a funny name. Cute. Why can't you be my fabulous neighbor? Well, honey, where do you live? If you live in a mansion and you've got a lot next door, I'll be happy to move in. World of Reed and Andre's Cove. Oh, my God. I'll ask this. Do you talk to Adriana? Oh, absolutely not. Skincare reviews and testimonials from customers.
I'm going to refer everybody back to this episode when they ask that question forward to every week. I get five people.
Once
asking.
I see someone at their core, if I just think they're rotten, lying, backstabbing, I just can't have them in my life. I don't need to be bothered with it. If I was on the show, I would have probably worked it all out and been able to get along amicably, and you know, we would be friendly at a distance, but there's no reason for me to have her in my life or any of the other trashy people that treat me horrible. I love the eye cream. Oh, thank you, Skincare Reviews. Lefty, this is the real deal. I love it. Mama Nine Kids, just got mine. Thanks. Mikael ordered last night, excited to try. Oh my God, you guys are killing me. I love it. Jenna Miller, been using it for a month now. I love it. The best eye cream I've ever tried. Very happy with the results. We have to get all these posted, Jason. And we need to get that girl to do that, the one that we're going to talk to if she can get her schedule straight. Nicole Doctor, is it safe for pregnant women? Yes, it is. ABR 87, I wouldn't put anything out that wasn't, you know. And it's not an ingestible. It's a topical. Is it gluten and soy free? Jeff's raving about it on his radio. Is it gluten and soy free? This is not an ingestible. It's a topical. So,
but some people, if it has any of those ingredients in it, it will cause a reaction. That's why they're asking, I think.
I have no idea, but I can't imagine it would have any soy or gluten in it. I went through, we can look on the ingredients and double check. Christine Misfit, thanks for asking. I went through so many different eye creams. This is my favorite. I'm very happy with it. I love the packaging too. Robin 2300, I remember hearing Jeff talk about he loves the cream. I'm excited to try it. I love hearing you on the show. You know what else? Jeff uses the exfoliant. He uses the wash, the exfoliant, the eye cream, and the moisturizer. That's what he uses. And I'm going to tell you, since he's been using it, his skin looks really good, if anyone hasn't noticed.
Yeah,
looks
no, he does.
Really,
he looks
really good. And he would agree with that. I've been using it, Sarah Fox, 1111, 2 times a week, and I love it. Honey, use it every day. Will the serum and cleanser be in stock? Yes, in the next few days. Use the serum twice a day and use the eye cream twice a day and use the wash, of course, twice a day. We're getting that original formula for our wash back because for how many years everyone's been screaming, so we're getting it. I'm obsessed. Thank you, says Wise Up. J.M. Rogers, CBD eye cream has made a significant difference. I use it twice a day, and I'm at the point that I don't need to wear concealer all the time. You know, I noticed that, too. I quit wearing concealer, too. I only wear face powder. I don't use foundation, but I did used to put a little concealer right in the center of my eye, and I noticed I don't do that anymore. It's funny you said that. I forgot. I didn't even notice that I hadn't been using it, but you're right. I haven't been using that either. Aaliyah Black Eye Cream arrives Saturday. This stuff is no joke amazing, says Mama Nine Kids. Honey, I hope you don't have 9 kids. If you do, you need jars of it. Lauren Gal 15, is this good for dark circles? A lot of people are saying that it is, and I think it is too. It's also good for the puffs, and it's good for the puffs. Even if it's genetic, if you get the circulation around your eyes going, it'll diminish them. Mm-hmm. Lisa Rock, I bought it. Jeff made me do it. Blame it on Jeff!
We have a lot of comments coming in.
Okay. God, we've gone through 30 minutes and
we haven't even taken our five-second break yet.
We need a five-hour podcast. I can't take it.
Here we go. Tracy Jenkins, Limpy, said she just tried to use the eye cream code and it came back that it did not exist. So we just checked it and it actually is working. So make sure you're using it as one word, E-Y-E-C-R-E-A-M, no spaces in between.
C-R-E-A-M, not C-R-E-M-E.
Yeah, C-R-E-A-M.
Sometimes people sell it.
Yeah. So it's eye cream, all one word, and make sure you're on the LeahBlack.com U.S. site when you're trying to make the purchase.
Yes, U.S. site.
Yes.
United States.
Yes. Elisa Dufay says she thinks Bravo should do The Real Housewife of Miami.
I'm all in for that. Just make it all about me. I tell them every day, we are a reality show. The 2 hours it takes me to get out of the door with the 4 dogs and all the staff and all the stuff that goes on, and then I come in here and it's another drama. Okay, and then I leave and it's another drama. It's just nonstop. It's nonstop. We could have like a 5-hour day reality show. We could just stream everything.
Marcella Bernardi said that they were talking about you on Amy Phillips when she had some Bravo executives on, and a caller called in and said they wanted you on Radio Andy and that they should bring back The Real Housewives of Miami.
That was nice. I have to send Amy a nice little note about that.
And then Andrea Skews says, hello, Leah. You look fabulous as always. Oh. Wowie, no foundation. She says those are her goals.
Well, I do, but I wear powder.
Right.
I like a really fine milled powder, meaning it's ground so fine that it doesn't cake on. And the one thing I love about this eye cream, I've been using it on my whole face, and I've also been using the serum on my whole face, is it penetrates into the layers of the skin, and it doesn't leave any sticky on your skin. So when you put the powder on, it doesn't grab the color, and it goes on evenly. So I use a very finely milled face powder. The best one, I used to make a face powder, and it's better than anything I've ever seen in my life. We ground that stuff to the point that the lab said, if you grind it one more time, my machines are going to break because I made it so fine. But the best I found close to mine is Bare Essentials.
Mm-hmm. Good. And then we have one person that needs some advice, Rachel Pinna. She says, I work for a doctor's office in the billing department. Recently, I was out on disability as I had an emergency appendectomy, returning back after my medical leave, which was only 2 weeks. I hear that two of the coworkers were plotting to add more work to my already overwhelming business workday. I was sincerely hurt. Am I being too sensitive? Because now the hurt has turned into anger, and I'm usually a team player, always willing to help and get work done. Help, please. How do I handle this?
First, I would go to them one-on-one.
Do I ask what they would do, or would I ask them?
First, I would go to each one of them individually and hear their side of the story, and I'd see who's lying and who's telling the truth. And then if I had to, I'd put them together. And then if I didn't resolve it myself, I'd take it straight to human resources. Mm-hmm. Because you know what? You can't be in a work environment that's hostile, and you can't be in a work environment where you're uncomfortable. Because your life, 5 to 7 to 10 hours a day of your life is work. There's nothing worse than going to work around people you don't like. Right. I think that's why people work for us for so many years. They may not love their job, but they don't, but they get along. You know, it's an easy environment. It's an easy work environment. Jason's been here 17, 18 years. Heidi's been here 18 years. James is going. It's 4 years. I mean, you know, people just frayed at 25 years because the work environment is good, you know, and I never asked them to do something I wouldn't do myself. I've done everything myself. I have no problem cleaning the floors or whatever. I don't have the time to do it. I find it therapeutic, actually. But, you know, I think if you, I just think if you're half your life is at your workplace, you've got to be happy and comfortable. And sometimes I know a lot of people that'll work for a lot less money to enjoy their job rather than working for the big paycheck and being miserable every day. Mm-hmm. I'm one of those people too, by the way.
All right, let's take our 5 second break and then we'll be right back.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And we're back.
30 minutes in, we haven't even started. I've got 5 hours of just politics and royalty news. The babies do. Some people are saying that they're going to name it Allegra because that's what Diana was said that she would name her daughter if she had a daughter. Other people are expecting the word Diana to be in the name, so I guess it's a girl. I don't know.
They still don't know. They said that also there's like 4 pages on the royal website for the names James and 2 others that they have reserved out, that the pages are built out. They found, but there's no...
Well, if it's a boy, they could put Allegro in it to honor the mom. Anyway, a queen has surpassed Queen Victoria as Britain's largest reigning queen. My crown is off to you, queen. Isn't that right? The longest reigning monarch. So there. Okay, and celebrity news. You notice we go from royalty to celebrity. Marvel fan in China. I think this is just ridiculous. Did you
read this? Here too.
Cried so hard during the Avengers Endgame. She had to be rushed to the hospital during the swan song. And she was 21 years old. She was taken to the local hospital and given oxygen to stabilize her breathing for hyperventilation, crying so hard over the Avengers during the swan song. I mean, I can't believe it, this stuff.
People have gone crazy. Then there was like someone that like was leaving the theater and yelled out the ending, and people beat him to a pulp in China. And one of the football players for, I think, Green Bay, the quarterback or something, he went on Twitter and mentioned
spoiled it,
and now they're calling for him to be released from his NFL contract.
Oh, my God. People take this seriously.
They're furious with him.
See, I never watched all the Avengers stuff, so I don't have a clue. The sad story, this gorgeous, I think, 35-year-old model died saving her 2 dogs. They jumped off of, when you're in the middle of the ocean and those... I don't forget what it's called. Anyway, it wasn't a boat. It's a catamaran.
Oh,
and
yeah.
The boats fell off. The dogs fell off the side. So she jumps off to save the dogs. The boyfriend jumps off to save her. He wound up being rescued hours later. The dogs drowned and she drowned, and she was so gorgeous. It broke my heart because you know what? I mean, I have to say, I'd probably do the same thing. Yeah. I probably would. You know, it's just horrible. Rami Malek was cast as the villain in the next James Bond.
I know. I'm so excited.
Me too. I love him as an actor, and I love James Bond films, so I'm going to love that one. So Britney Spears is out of the mental health facility. You know, I wish people would leave her alone. She's super talented. She's a very sweet girl. She's down to earth. And I think a lot of it's about getting control of her money, maybe. I don't know. It makes me, I think people should leave her alone. I met her dad one time. He seemed lovely enough. I don't know. And then Empire was renewed. The question is, will Jussie Smollett come back? They haven't decided.
Well, they all but said they had extended... What was it? They had taken the option to extend his contract into season seven, but there's no plans for him to appear in it.
Which is exactly what I just said.
Yeah.
Nobody knows if he's coming back.
Why would they? I guess
because they want the option.
Yeah.
They want to see which way the wind blows.
So does he get to sit home and just collect a check?
If the pup. No. If you have a contract, they have the option to renew it, is what they're saying. But he probably gets paid by episode. By the way, I guess they're going to see if the public forgives him, they'll have him back. And if they don't, they probably won't.
Yeah.
It also depends on the executives and some of the cast. If they throw their weight behind him, they'll have to throw him a bone. Because, you know, if they start to say, he's got to be in. So let's see what happens. Oh, we went from... royalty to celebrity to now the lowest hanging fruit in television.
Must reality be a housewives shows. In reality shows.
Housewives, Beverly Hills. So did you see the scene last night where Dorit and her husband and Ken and Lisa go to lunch somewhere?
At a restaurant that wasn't open.
At a restaurant that was so that they could promote Lisa's restaurant.
Yes, exactly.
And so she could be, it would be on her territory. And then they couldn't even agree to disagree. Lisa has an ultimatum. If you can't say that you don't believe that, then I can't be your friend. You know, I think people believe what they believe. You can't force someone not to believe something if they believe it, you know? But
Ken had an attitude too.
But the problem for me is, how did this go? From how this whole dog thing started, and Lisa has turned it all around now.
She's the victim.
She's the victim, and I didn't leak this to Radar Online. Whether you did or not, that's not the point. The whole point of this is the root of it is who has her fingers and hands dirty and their fingerprints on exposing Dorit in the first place. So, I don't know. It's a shit show. Being honest, I have to stand up for Dorit a little bit. She's like, you're asking me to be dishonest. You're asking me to say that I believe something that I don't believe. You're asking me to lie to you right now. You're wanting me to lie to you and just pretend everything's okay and I can't do that. And I just don't know that they should have taken such a hard line on it.
No,
I don't think
she did the same thing to Kyle, though, too.
Yes.
It was the same situation. And you know what Kyle said to her husband was so true, was that LVP, she holds her friendship ransom. That's kind of like,
and she holds a grudge. She'll punish you down the road. And she's punishing Dorit, thinks she's punishing her for something she said like forever ago. And I think maybe she is. You know, I like the Vanderpumps. I think she's over the show and she's over the girls and she's just dialing it in. And she's, you know, on Vanderpump Rules, she gets to call the shots and she likes that. And I think in this one, she's not really cut out for a team scenario, you know, anymore. Yeah. Maybe she was. But she's going to hang in there because I'm sure they're paying her a fortune and they're promoting all of her businesses.
I saw she did an interview with People magazine this week, and she had said in there that, you know, it wasn't fun to do the show anymore, that, like, you know, she's been the villain seasons. She listed like three seasons that they all came down on her and stuff like that. But she says it's changed and it's not.
But she never takes responsibility. And that's why they turn on her.
Yep.
If she would just say, listen, you know, instead of having someone else bring it up about the dog, if she would have confronted Dorit directly and said, you don't come into my place and get my dog and go and do that, everyone would have respected that. Everyone would have agreed with it. And Dorit would have been the persona non grata, and that would have been the end of it. But having other people do it and being obvious that they're doing it and then denying that they're doing it, it just escalated the whole thing.
Right.
So I think she brings some of these problems on herself by being stubborn about it. Just say, you know what? Just be upfront about it in the beginning on everything. The same thing with Yolanda Foster. She would have said, yeah, I agree with Kyle that you're over-dramatizing and you might have munchkins or whatever it is. I said it, I believe it, and it may be true. I don't know. If it's not, I apologize. That would have been the end of it, but I didn't do it. And Kyle's like, you're making me lie and take the rap for this when you told me to do it. The same thing with when Brandy brought up the magazine about Kyle's husband cheating. I didn't do anything about that. I didn't have anything to do with that. Well, you put it in the suitcase, you took it to Palm Springs, so of course you had something. I had nothing to do with it. Just say, if Hark Osmond's cheating, we should all call him out on him and beat up on him and take Kyle's side and be Kyle's friend. I don't know why she just goes around the block and back and just confront them. And I guess she has a problem with confrontation. I don't know. But
yeah, for sure.
I don't have a problem. I like them. They're good people. I think she does a lot of good things. I just think she brings some of these problems on herself.
Yeah.
But some of the other girls like to pile on.
They're all agreeing with you online. LVP friendship comes with a big price, says Nancy Carver. Marcella Bernardi says, just hope PK and Dorit don't adopt any more pets. Jason Hill says, here, fishy. They should stick a fish.
Yeah, get a fish. Get one of those,
Jason Hill says, LVP seems to have entitlement issues. So.
But, you know, I just think she brings the problems on herself. And I really genuinely like them. I think they're really good people. And I hate to say it, but it's just so obvious to me. And I just think if she could get past that little thing in her life that stops her and creates these issues, she would be happier and she could fit into the group a little bit better and the show would be better.
They even flashed back and showed, like, at the reunion, past reunions, where it was brought up, and Andy even says, do you have a problem saying I'm sorry? She goes, apparently I do. Everyone says I do.
Yeah. So, but remember when Kyle made the comment that being friends with you is like playing chess with Bobby Fischer? It took her years to get over Kyle saying that.
Yeah.
I would have been, yeah, you're right. You got to audition for my damn friendship. You want to be friends with me? You got to earn it. I don't just take any riffraff as my friend. You got to be loyal. You got to do. I would have just owned it. But she just has an issue, and I don't know what that's about. Anyway, whatever. I'm not a psychiatrist. But I agree with Lisa Rinna about one thing. I would not be wanting to go on that damn trip.
Me either.
I'm sorry.
There is not enough campers.
First of all, Lisa Rinna hit it on the head. She goes, number one, I feel like I can't escape. She's right. You're stuck. It's like being on,
horrible.
You're stuck. And number two, who wants to be uncomfortable? I agree.
Yeah, no.
I don't think I could go on that trip. I had enough. I just don't know if I could do it. I don't like being out in the middle. You know, like, it's why I like to travel. We travel by ourselves. I don't travel with groups. I don't want to be stuck with a group. If I find them to be not interesting or boring or wanting me to do everything they want to do or not being able to sleep late or we got to go out and do this and that and the other, I just like my independence. So I can get with that one.
Joan Rivers used to always say her idea of roughing it was carrying her own bags to the car from Neiman's.
Yeah, that's roughing it. Yeah, Roy says staying in a small suite at the Ritz is roughing it for him. You know, Camille has just become Jekyll and Hyde, and it's too obvious. She needs to ease into it. It's just... You just don't go from being a fly on the wall to jumping in like that.
And
it's
Erica commented this week that she's going to become the villain now that LVP is not really filmed for the rest of the season on the show.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
She commented and said that Camille kind of becomes the villain.
I will say when she said that she... about Lisa Vanderpump's teeth and the things were receding and she had bad breath, I was like, girl, you are really trying too hard now. I mean, you know, there are other things you could say that would bring attention to you without being that. I mean, that made me uncomfortable. Anyway, I love Erica Jane, though, because Erica Jane and I are very much alike. I mean, I can't put on the boots and sing and dance on the stage with my tush hanging out like she can, but let me tell you, we're very much alike. It's just no nonsense. Bottom line, cut the shit and move on.
Yeah.
And I love that about her.
Susan
I really
Cylinder
do love
says,
that about
I'd rather
her.
Be locked in a porta potty than on that RV.
I just can't. And then she goes, three of them are going to sleep in the tents. And I'm not sleeping in a tent. I'm not sleeping in a tent. It's dangerous. There's animals out there and it's hot. I'm not doing that. Okay, so let's see. Oh, then there was a poll on all celebrity.
Yeah, all celeb polls. Yeah.
Someone tweeted it to me. Who's your favorite OG in Miami? And they listed four people. Well, guess who's 75%?
Yeah.
Me. I was shocked.
Not,
I was like,
not a horse race.
I love that. So go vote. Go vote.
We would call that a landslide, I think.
Probably. All celebrity polls.
All celeb polls.
Go
yeah.
vote. 75%. That's pretty amazing. I was your favorite OG. Oh, my God. Now, let's
see. Getting a lot of attention
see.
Lately about that.
Well, let's see. Well, I can't have time to read that before. Page 6, RHOB, Erica responds to legal matters. There's a little Real House of Beverly Hills Erica Girardi keeps private, but her husband's legal troubles will not be made public. According to the court documents obtained by The Blast, a judge approved Thomas Girardi's request that the lawsuit be settled in arbitration, meaning outside the courts, which means it'll be probably sealed and no one will know what happened. They're offering a solution. He allegedly failed to repay a $15 million loan. I told you what I thought about that. When you're a personal injury lawyer, you take out these loans to fund these big cases. And then when you win, you know, you get your huge 30 or 40% or whatever you negotiate, and you pay off the loans. I think it's that. They're saying that he used it for personal use. I don't know. I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. I actually like him. They said he has a lavish lifestyle. So what? He's 79 years old. He's worked his whole life. Why shouldn't he have a damn lavish lifestyle? The group says he made no effort to repay the loan of $15 million, I guess, at the $15 million loan. He says he's not taken a penny from the law firm in the last 3 years. He's devoted everything to assist in the cases that he has. Further, the money that was borrowed, we get to agreed to repay in approximately 2 weeks before the lawsuit. It's slanderous that the money was for my lifestyle. Every penny went for the cost in the cases, and the firm is handling. So, and then Erica declined to comment. Well, she was smart to decline to comment mm-hmm. on watch what happens, because you don't want to get dragged into a lawsuit, and they, you know, so just decline.
They asked Dorit last night about why she has, like, her legal matters weren't being brought up, and she declined to comment on it too. She goes, it's a legal matter, we can't comment
they
on
really
it.
They really shouldn't comment on it.
Yeah.
Which puts you at a disadvantage, because everybody gets to speculate and put all the bullshit out there that you can't really refute, because you don't want to interfere with your case. Mm-hmm. So I'm not sure. In Orange County, Shanna's divorce settlement have finally agreed. Apparently, the cheapskate husband finally got a lawyer, and they settled it pretty quick at that point in arbitration. She's going to be reduced from the $22,000 a month to $10,000 a month. $29.35 of that will be child support. The rest will be alimony. Now, you know they structure it that way because child support runs out at 18 and alimony runs out whenever, usually until the woman gets married again, but apparently they made another agreement according to this. They have legal joint custody. They agreed to stay in Orange County. And they said that there was a date that alimony will end, but they didn't mention the date. It's usually if the woman gets married again, but usually when you've been married that long and you're that age, they don't end it. So let's see what happened. I hope Shannon didn't make a stupid agreement, because she's now making money, because that may not last forever, Shannon. Yeah. I hope you make the guy pay.
I think she got a lump sum of $1.4 million or something.
She got a lump sum of $1.4 million. She got two cars.
Yeah.
She got her entertainment company, which, who knows, that's probably the QVC or whatever. David got the home in Corona, his construction business, six cars, and the furniture in his possession. Who needs six cars? This is why the planet's dying, someone tweeted. Vicky got engaged. Did you see that? She got engaged. So good for Vicky. She finally got her man. And in Orange County and in New Jersey, Joe did get a temporary stay. And that's not going to last for long. He's going to be deported. Yep. But there's a petition going around. I don't think the petition is going to make any difference. The only way it's going to make any difference is if Donald Trump decides he wants to just show off and give the guy a pardon. But that's the only thing that's going to change that,
right.
Which would be very unfair to everybody else. But he doesn't care. And then I got a lot of shit because I said that, Teresa, if you support Trump, then you support his policies, and that's his policy. What are you complaining about? And I got a lot of shit about that. Listen, I don't think the guy should have to leave. I think he should stay here. But I think a lot of other people should be able to stay here, like the 70-year-old grandmother they dragged out of here the other day, who's been here since she was like 5 years old. So, you know, blah, blah. Apparently, Danielle and Margaret were filming in a shoe store, and Danielle poured a pitcher of water on Margaret. Boy, those girls are classy.
<That's true. laughs>
Okay, let's see. Please help our family by signing this petition and the bond that I have with my father, and hope for me and pray for me and the girls with Joe. That's what Teresa posted about Joe. Also, apparently the mother, Joe's mother, is very stressed out and has diabetes and is having medical issues.
She filed bankruptcy yesterday.
The mother?
Yes.
How is the mother
She has $1,500,000 in debt, and they said that like $600,000 of that is like credit card debt. She's behind in all of her mortgage payments.
Joe's mother. Well, no wonder she's stressed out. You know what? She and Joe should pack up and move to Italy for a couple of years.
She owes a lot of back taxes.
Open a small pizza parlor and enjoy life and let the kids come over and visit. Let the dust settle and then reapply to get back into the country or something. I don't know. You're never going to get back in once you leave, Bio. It's another problem. The Housewives of Potomac Season 4 taglines. Unfortunately, I don't watch the Potomac, but James says that he does. I'm the baddest thing walking and the smartest one talking, says Giselle. You can try to tear me down, but the Grand Dame never crumbles, says Karen. I've traded in my umbrella. It's all gold at the end of this rainbow, says Monique. Not bad. The shorter my hair, the shorter my patience, says Robin. Karma's a bitch, but luckily I'm on her good side, says Ashley. Now that I'm marrying my princess, Sleeping Beauty is woke, says Candace. Well, those are cute.
They're going to the whole storyline is about the one's husband that grabbed the cameraman's butt. All playing out.
You know, I tell you, when you start dragging the producers into it.
No, NeNe did literally this season on Atlanta. You've got a couple of people commenting. They're saying that Denise is the gift that keeps on giving, Pete LeDuc says. Alicia Defoe says.
Wait a minute. Which housewife are we talking about?
Denise Richards was talking about.
Yeah.
Denise Richards.
Yeah.
Alicia Dufet says that's like comparing apples to squash. Pete LeDuc says, your house is amazing from what we got to see. Have you ever done Architectural Digest? And Carol Alderett says, can you show us your house again?
Which house? The one in Miami?
I think that was what they were talking about. Well, maybe when we shot down there.
I offered to do Architectural Digest, but I turned it down. I don't see any reason to flaunt your property. I mean, I was uncomfortable when they were shooting inside the house, to be honest with you, on the show. But Benzo was doing the renovation. They were going to do it anyway. But I don't know. I'm kind of funny about that.
Brandy Dominguez, just joining the party, asked, would you ever join Housewives Show?
Oh, my God. Go
she
back
knows,
and begin.
She knows you from the podcast. She doesn't know you from the show.
Go back from the beginning. You see? I'm more fabulous on the podcast. Oh, my God. So, in news, the seaweed pouches are replacing thousands of plastic bottles at the London Marathon. They're going to make edible pods now that you will get for your water, and that's going to save thousands and thousands and thousands of plastic bottles, which take 450 years for a plastic bottle to decompose. That's a brilliant idea. Now they should start doing that. Instead of buying water in the store, you should be able to buy water pods and make big ones. I don't know. In 2017, a man did not want to pay, according to Uber Facts, a man did not want to pay for a ticket at the zoo. His family bought the ticket, so the man scaled the wall to get in for free, ended up in the tiger enclosure, and the tiger ate him. I found that to be funny. I mean, don't be cheap. Don't cheat and don't be cheap. The attorney's office in the Southern District of New York is going to open up a civil investigation on the National Rifle Association, and they should. Let me ask you, why are they tax exempt? Why is that organization tax exempt? They promote political parties. You're not supposed to do that if you're tax exempt. And they are buying off. They're buying politicians with donations that are keeping these fucking guns on the street. Mm-hmm. Two more kids died in Charlottesville yesterday. It breaks my heart. And then you, James, just told
right
me
before
that
we came
the
on.
Guy that tried to bring down the shooter died. It just kills me. I can't. So horrible. 704. And by the way, no one's safe. It's the movies. It's the malls. It's the high schools. It's the college campuses. It's the churches. It's the synagogues. These people, what do you need a gun for? You need a gun for self-defense if you think you need one. So you know what? Get yourself a rifle or a handgun for self-defense. And that's it. And go take the classes, learn how to use it, get the permit, do the background check. If you're a hunter, I don't agree with hunting because I don't believe in killing these animals. But if you're going to do it, then you do that and you lock your guns up when you're done. You just don't let people run around with guns. Another drive-by shooting the other day, some young girl gets killed at 21 years old, just driving down the street home, going home from work at night. Yesterday I read that they had a security officer at the school in the cafeteria leaning up against the wall. A gun went off and the bullet went into the wall. I mean, and now they want to arm teachers. They want to arm teachers so they can sell more guns, so they can sell more bullets, so the NRA will give the Republican Party more money. It makes me just ill. 740 measles outbreaks in 22 states.
I know it.
Can you believe UCLA and a couple of the schools are locked down and people are quarantined? I just can't believe it.
And these fools are going back to an episode of the Brady Bunch from the 60s and 70s where there was they did an episode about vaccines, and the information is completely outdated today that we know what they used in that episode. So people are actually trying to use that to support.
It's been debunked over and over again.
I mean, we eradicated this and now it's coming back.
And
this is a perfect example.
Here we go. Yeah. Now, the Venezuela situation. Can you believe apparently Maduro was on a plane on the tarmac leaving, and Russia and Putin and Castro convinced him to stay.
Yeah.
So Trump, your BFF, Putin, is talking him into staying while we are doing everything, the U.S., sanctions and everything else, to get him out of there. So what are you going to do about that? Well, what I think is going to happen is Trump's going to pretend that he's doing everything on the surface, and underneath, when Putin tells him what he's going to do, that's what he's going to do. The New York Daily News, listen to this one, Florida, it's always Florida, a girl hacked this guy's phone and posted his genitalia all over social media. She got busted and arrested, but by the time they could do it and take it down, it had been all over the place. She hacked his phone. I can't believe it anymore. Republican source told the Daily Beast that lobbyist Jack Berkman, now this one really irritates the hell out of me, an internet troll, Jacob Wall, approached him last week to try to convince him to falsely accuse Mayor Pete Buttigieg of engaging in sexual conduct while he was too drunk to concede.
Yep. Well, that's...
They're trying to set him up.
Yeah, they're going to set him up. I mean, they're already
dirty,
trying.
These dirty, rotten people are trying to set Mayor Pete up, saying they caught him on tape.
Yeah.
Saying, you just go and say that he forced you to have sex and you were too drunk to consent, and let's expose him and bring all the scandal about, and that'll be the end of him. And it was all based on a lie.
Yeah.
The same thing they did to that guy about WikiLeaks when Fox News went after that guy and it turned out he was dead, so they acted like he was the one that was behind it all. I can't think of his name when it wasn't true. These Republicans are nasty, rotten people. They just play dirty. I'm sorry. Apparently, Amazon, Delta, Chevron, General Motors, Honeywell, and several others pay zero in corporate taxes.
Yep.
What's fair about that? You're making all this money off the public, and you're paying no taxes back into the system for the roads and the bridges and the airlines and the traffic control and all the things that the government provides for you. So you're just basically, you know, vampire sucking all the money out of the public to build up your empire and not contributing anything back. That is just wrong on every level.
Yep.
So the pontiff, oh my God, the pontiff, this is hilarious. He addressed the hairdressers associate, a bunch of hairdressers association goes to the Vatican to meet the pontiff. He gives a little speech. You know what his message was? He told them to knock off the gossip in the beauty parlors. Saying don't drink water, yeah. Don't breathe air, don't gossip in the beauty salons. Who's gonna go anymore? I mean, who's gonna work there? Isn't that the point of it all? Oh my God. Now another idiot man, a Michigan man put a cardboard box with $30,000 on the back of his truck on US 31 in Grand Haven, And he forgot that it was on there. So the police responded after this traffic was backed up and motorists were all stopped picking up money. So the money blew off and went everywhere and everyone stops and picks it up. So now the police, they appealed to people to please return the money. Please return the money. They got $6,500 out of $30,000 returned. I wonder where the rest of that money's not blowing in the wind. No. It's blowing in someone's pocket. Oh, my God. And then that synagogue tragedy where that woman was shot and the little girl was wounded and it just makes me sick and the rabbi was cut off. Another Florida story. Three men were assaulted having sex with nine horses, a goat, and some dogs, according to the New York Daily News, and they were arrested. Another 21-year-old from Central Florida was arrested for having sex with a mini horse on his family's member of his family's property, another one that was arrested. What is it wrong with? Just vomit.
It's horrible.
And you know how I always complain about those selfies? So now in the Netherlands, they're ruining the tulips. All these millennials are running over there getting their pictures taken in the tulip gardens and smashing down all the tulips. What's wrong with people? I'm so sick of people. Suicide's the 10th leading cause of death in the U.S. If you know anybody that you think is depressed or is got any of that going, you need to get them help. That bothers me. I can't take it. Well, I'll give you this one, and then we are going to go to politics for 3 or 4 minutes. The Princeton valedictorian got engaged to a 71-year-old former professor. Can you imagine? You put your daughter through Princeton, and she comes out and says, oh, Daddy, I'm having a wedding. I want you to pay for it. I'm marrying my 71-year-old professor. What is wrong with people?
Oh, my gosh.
But I love this story. The valedictorian at Brigham Young, Utah, is
I saw the video.
Very conservative, anti-gay state, announced that he's gay during his valedictorian speech. And he said, I'm proud to announce that God made me gay. I love that story.
I loved it, too. I saw the video last night on it, and they were talking about how he had got the speech cleared by the college or whatever, but it's Brigham Young University is where it was, but it was amazing. And he said half of his family, like nobody knew that he came out. That was like his coming out.
I wouldn't have cleared that. I would have just said it because I'd have been afraid they would have said no.
Yeah, I know, but
anyway, so Trump's ratings are down to 38%. Those are the 38% of Americans that only care about one thing: either their taxes, abortion, or they only watch Fox News, just so you know. Trump calls an FBI official scum. Mm-hmm. And did you hear in his speech where he said, oh, these babies, they get swathed in their little, they come out, then they get swathed in a blanket, and then the doctor shows them to the mother, and then the mother and the doctor decide to go and execute them. That is a complete, fabricated, made-up, sick lie. It's a sick lie. And did you see the crowd cheering him on about it? Like they believe it. It's like, what are you, gullible, stupid? What is it with you people? Franklin Graham, Billy Graham's son, you know, that religious hypocrite, he calls for Pete Buttigieg to repent for being gay. This is the guy that apparently had three-way sex with the pool boy, this hypocrite. I can't stand it. The trade war is affecting Wisconsin. The milk farmers now face extinction. See, those trade wars aren't so easy to win, are they? So that hopefully will hurt Trump in Wisconsin. The federal government lost 1,475 immigrant children, according to the U.S. Today. So there are 1,475 immigrant children that they cannot find. I'm sorry. That is criminal child abuse. They should be in jail. And the UK is resisting Trump's visit, saying he shouldn't roll out the red carpet for a man that rips up international treaties, backs climate change deniers, and uses racist and misogynist rhetoric. I love it. So they're planning on building a wall somewhere. They're also planning on putting up all those balloons with him in the diaper. And they've got a bunch of people planning on mooning him, where they're going to write on their tushes stuff like F-U-C-K-T-R-U-M-P and line up with their bend over. Oh, God, I'm glad they don't want him there. I can't. Let me just see what that bottom comment says. Oh, my God. You know I adore you.
She's one of our.
But I hate it when you say these Republicans. I can't stand them. We're not all radical, but we're fans of yours. No, you're not all radical. The old Republican Party, the party of Reagan, the party of Eisenhower, the party of John McCain, of George H.W. Bush, are all great people. It's the Trump Republicans that are strangling your party. So that's who you need to get rid of. I mean, this guy's ruining the name of the Republican Party. And I'm sorry that you got stuck with it. He's ruining everything. Yeah. Get rid of him. Just get rid of him. You know what? In this next election, I don't care what party you are. Whoever's running against Trump, you got to vote for him. Mm-hmm. And then we'll figure it out later. At the midterms, you can figure it out. At the next election, you can figure it out. But if we don't get rid of him, I mean, we're going to be bankrupt because, oh, by the way, he's taking credit for this big economy. The economy's booming because he's deregulated everything that's going to cause huge catastrophic environmental and health problems for years and decades to come. Because the deficit is running up so high on borrowed money that our kids are going to be paying it and our taxes are going to be paying it forever. Mm-hmm. So that's why the economy's doing good. But it's not doing good everywhere. It's not doing for the coal miners. He's ruined their lives and didn't replace it with clean energy like he promised. Well, he never promised clean energy. He promised to solve their problem, keep them to work. That's not happening. He ruined it for the dairy industry. He ruined it for the farmers. He ruined it for some of the car manufacturers' plants have moved off to China now. So the only people really thriving from the economy are the rich are getting richer, because if you look at your taxes, everybody that I've talked to that's in the middle class is paying more or getting back less than they've gotten back in years.
So Tracy answered back, and she said, so I just ask that you say that. Don't lump them all together.
Okay, I'll start referring to them.
She said, I didn't vote for him.
Oh, thank you, Tracy. I will start saying the Trump Republicans. Oh, I can't. Well, listen to that. Okay, here, let me give you an example, Tracy. You know who he's trying to pick to get approved for the Fed board? The Fed? The federal, whatever you call. Steve Moore.
Yeah.
Steve Moore said to C-SPAN in 2000, the male needs to be the breadwinner. The number one reason that you have a decline of the family is not just in the black community, but in the white community as well, is because women are now economically self-deficient. Well, let me just translate that for you. In other words, as long as the men, us, make more money, we can control the women and tell them what to do, and they can sit home and change the diapers while we go out and have drinks and play golf with the boys. So that's what he's saying, is we want to control women. Trump has taken us back to the Neanderthal years. That's just one. You know, Kushner. Where did Kushner get the $1 billion to build out the 666 building in New York? From Qatar. Whose side are they on? They didn't say anything when Khashoggi was murdered and slaughtered in the embassy. As a matter of fact, Jared was giving them telling them how to handle it in the public and giving them PR information about it, his best friend, because it's all about him getting money and sucking money out of these countries because he has access and he can change policies. Well, also, Tracy, Trump, not in your party either. You should call yourself a pre-Trump Republican. He reached 10,000 lives milestone. He reached it. Congratulations, Trump. You have lied to the American people 10,000 times, an average of 2.5 times a day. By the way, they say his lies have doubled in the last 3 months.
Yeah.
So there you go.
I saw heard Dan Rather talking about that yesterday, and he said, you know, that's just the ones they can prove that he's wrong on.
Those are the ones
that are iffy
media matter, fact checked. That's a consensus.
And there's been a huge spike in like the last 4 weeks too.
Doubled them. Yeah. Well, then the Baylor basketball team, national championship, they go to the White House. Did you see the look on their faces when they saw the food? The last time he said it's because it was a strike and they didn't have a chef. They fed them the same thing. They fed them hot dogs, hamburgers, french fries. Oh, my God. Then he says he's a young, vibrant guy, that sleepy Joe Biden. Are you kidding me? Sleepy Joe Biden, who is looks like he's 30 years old in perfect coiffed shape, minus his silver hair, but he's in great shape, bounces, runs and bounces. And then you got Trump, who can't even bend over to pick up a golf ball with that gut hanging out so much his back is, you know, arched to the point he can't even stand up straight, and that triple chin.
A whole new reason to the back nine.
Yeah. Who won't even disclose his medical records completely. And he says, I'm a vibrant young man. And then there was a picture of Barack Obama, you know, perfectly coiffed with all his abs and muscles, standing there just getting out of the pool, walking down the beach, and you see Trump slumped over, that big old belly, that big old chin, and that old hair, and those eyebrows that look like they're spiked out all over. Oh, God, I can't. No wonder Melania can't stand him. Oh, anyway. Well, we have plenty more to talk about, but we can't. I do want to encourage all of you to read the Mueller report. You really just have to read it. If you don't want to read the whole thing, read the first 50 pages.
Read it. We paid for it.
Yeah, we paid for it. But if you read the first 50 pages, I mean, not even the first 20 pages, Russia did interfere. They did influence. Here are the 10 points of obstruction of justice. The Trump communications, they had 200 communications with the Trump campaign and Russia. They were giving data to the Russians. All Bob Mueller said was, you can't indict, according to the rules, a president. So, I can indict him. I'm going to turn all this information over to Congress, and it's up to them whether to impeach or not, because he's not a partisan hack. When he did that, Barr intercepted it, 455 pages, 30 hours later, comes out with a big summation of it in one paragraph. Know this, know that, we're completely exonerated, everything is great, kumbaya. First of all, he's not a speed reader. Nobody reads 455 legal document pages in 12 hours and comes up with a complete, honest report on it. He wrote that before the report ever came out. And then he lied about it. And so that's what's going on in the world. I don't know. Trump's tweeting nonstop about Joe Biden. He must be nervous about Joe Biden, who's now at 38% in the polls, followed by Elizabeth Warren. By the way, you know, Elizabeth Warren has this reputation of being this crazy out in the left. Yeah. Go look at all of her policies.
She's
actually moderate.
Yeah,
I was shocked. Every one of her policies that she's brought out are common sense policies. So they've managed to smear her like they did Hillary.
She jumped up to number three in the polls yesterday.
Two.
It was Bernie was second. It was,
no, she I passed saw, Bernie yesterday.
Oh, 11, on the CNN poll
11%. She passed Bernie. Bernie's the only one I don't like. I would vote for anybody other than Trump, but the last person the Democratic running who's not even a Democrat is an independent is Bernie, and there are a lot of reasons why. A whole lot of reasons. One, because I felt like he's not a team player and he's not really a Democrat and he didn't do what he could to help the Democrats win last time. But anyway, Trump's tweeted like 60 times this morning before 8 o'clock, just so you know.
About the firefighters.
Yeah,
that's what he's doing.
He's killing it.
Because yesterday the firefighter union endorsed Biden, and this morning he was retweeting all these firefighters that saying that they're not with the union, that they're for him.
He just can't handle it. He can't handle any competition, any criticism, any. I can't. So I want you to read the Mueller report. Oh, in the Mueller report, I do have to point this out. Sarah Sanders was confirmed a liar. She's a liar. Said it in the report. She's a liar. She should be fired. Mm-hmm. Barr's a liar. He should be fired. But you know what? Trump is going to reward them for their lying for him. And by the way, when Trump found out about the special counselor, the first words out of his mouth, I'm F-U-C-K-E-D. It's the end of my presidency. And he slumped down in the chair. Mm-hmm. Why would you say that if you weren't guilty of a lot of stuff? Mm-hmm. And then he went about spending his entire life painting the FBI as crooked cops, firing everybody that was neutral. He fired anybody that might not cover former lie for him. And then he spent all that time obstructing justice. And now the special counsel saying these are all the things he did. It's up to the House of Representatives. And now he's just trying to run out the clock till 2020 so he can stay in power, so that he doesn't get indicted, because the statute of limitations will be, he'll still get indicted if he doesn't win in 2020, but if it goes past 2020, he won't be indicted because he'll be again in the White House and he can't be indicted. So he's just running out the clock.
So anyway, that's my gossip for the day, and we'll stick to it. We went over a little bit lit, but, you know, last week we had Jackie, and so we had to catch up on everything. A lot of news going on.
Yeah.
Next week, we'll be back Wednesday noon Eastern time. The podcast called, you can go to any podcast and look for Lunch with Leah, or you can tune in Facebook Live, or you can see all the repeats on
YouTube.
And don't forget to go to leahblack.com, and you can check out, if you use the eye cream, you'll get the discount code, the promo code on the CBD eye cream. The serum is coming out in short order, and so is the face wash. You're going to love the face wash because it's our original formula that everyone's been asking us to bring back. So follow that, and we'll also be tweeting about it and blah, blah, blah. So if you have any gossip or anything you want to talk about or anything you want to share, go to hello@leahblack.com and communicate with us, because we answer every single one of our emails. Okay, I'll talk to you guys later. Thanks. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.